Tonight's Shir Simin Shindalid, the first part of Si'if Aleph. Simin Shindalid al Eza Eved Mitsuba al Shvisaso. What kind of Eved, what kind of servant or slave is the master required to make sure that he rests on Shabbos? Si'if Aleph. Adam Mitsuba al Shvisas Avdo. A person is obligated to make sure that his slave rests on Shabbos. What kind of slave? Shemal Vitava L'shem Avdus. That he had circumcision, that he had immersion for the sake of being an Eved. There's a note. Hadinim be'avodim eno shaychem l'zman hazeod. These halachas do not apply today. We don't have slaves anymore. So you have this Eved to Admila and Tevila L'shem Avdus. V'kibil olav mitzvahs hanohagos be'eved. And he embraced all the mitzvahs that avodim have. So the master has to make sure that he rests on Shabbos. That means he doesn't work on Shabbos. Aval imlo movatavah. But let's say he did not have this quasi-gerus of mila and tevila. Elakibul olav shev mitzvah b'nei noach, but he embraced the seven mitzvahs of noach, the seven mitzvahs of b'nei noach that is incumbent on all non-Jews. How you could ger toshav. So if he's makabel, the Zion mitzvahs, he has the din of what we call a ger toshav. Umutr lasis malacha b'shabbos la'atzmo. He can do work for himself on Shabbos because he has no personal isser or requirement of keeping Shabbos. Avalo l'rabo, he can't do anything for his master. Va'asa l'kol Yisrael lo malo lasas malacha b'Shabbos l'tzarech Yisrael. In addition, it's forbidden for any Yisrael to instruct him to do work on Shabbos for a Yid. Va'afilu misha'enu rabo, even if it's for someone who's not his master. Because even though he himself has not embraced Shabbos, he only keeps the Zion mitzvahs, but he's still an Eved, and therefore is included in the Isser of an Eved doing work. The master has to make sure he doesn't work for him. V'imlo kibul alav shum mitzvah, and let's say he's not even a ger toshav, he didn't embrace any mitzvahs. Elidayin hukusi gomer, for all intents and purposes, he's a complete goy. Dino shava l'kibul alav shava mitzvahs, we still treat him the same as someone who is a ger toshav. Which is a strict view. Well, if he's according to this, if there's a patient, someone ill, who has needs to be taken care of on Shabbos, and it's not a question of a sakana, this is not a patient who is very sick, the kaimelon, the halacha is, if it's embo sakana, you can instruct a non-Jew to tend to the needs of this sick person. There's a halacha that if someone were to die, lo aleinu, on the first day yontif, the kaim alon is askubo amin. The halacha is non-Jews can be engaged in the burial. They can dig the grave and do the burial. Aser loimar le'eved Yisrael. You can't instruct the Jews eved to do these things. Afilu oved avos gilum. Even though he didn't embrace any mitzvahs, he's still an idolater. The kivim de melechas ha'eved asur min ha'Torah, since the Torah does not allow the Eved to work on Shabbos, lo hutra b'davar she'ein bo b'kuch nefesh. So he can't do anything unless it's a matter of life and death, less b'kuch nefesh. V'yesh cholkin, others disagree with this and say this is too strict. U'matir mazen, they say this is permitted. Let's stop right here and see the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah begins with a small introduction, sifkan aleph adam echudu. U'kedei l'hakel al hama'ayin. In order to make this easier on the one who is going to study this chapter. In order to understand the reasons for the different halachas clarified in this simon, Akdem Hakdama Ketana, I will begin with a short preface. Ukvimasha Mavar, B'Gemara Poiskin, based on what is clarified in the Gemara and Poiskin. Dine Tre Koik Sivi. There are two psukim we have to keep in mind. Chad, one pasuk is, Leman Yenuach Avdecha Vamoscha Kamoicha. That your slave and maidservant must rest on Shabbos like you. This refers to a slave that has a quasi gerus. He had bismila, he went to mikveh for the sake of avdus. And he has all the halachas, he embraces all the mitzvahs that a slave has. Whatever a woman is obligated, he's obligated. If so, so the mitzvah of Shabbos is something that he has to keep. But also lasos malach on Shabbos, he may not do any malach on Shabbos, just like a woman can't do malach on Shabbos. Va'osi haikro le'oruye de'shvizas ha'eved mutl gamarabo. The pasuk is instructing us that the master has to make sure that this slave rests on Shabbos. Shumetsuva alav, it's an obligation upon the master, leman o me'asos malacha, to prevent him from doing malacha, afil tzarech atzmo shalo eved, even if it's just a benefit to eved himself. Va'olksiv kor, there's another pasuk, v'yinafesh ben amasecho v'hager. The son of your maidservant and the ger will rest. V'dorsh chazal, dekoyal eved hakoni li'sol kinin haguf. Our Chazal explained this refers to another type of slave where the master has purchased, the Yisrael has purchased what we call a kinyan haguf, the person of the Eved. But there's no geiris here. There's no bismillah, there's no tevilah. V'akibla alav sheva mitzvah b'nei noach. But he embraces the seven mitzvahs of b'nei noach. D'gam b'lizet tzarech rabba l'mono milasus malocha avu rabba shavs. In this case also, the master is required to prevent this type of Eved from doing any work for him on Shabbos. V'huadin, da'arsim in ha-Torah l'kol Yisrael l'tzavos l'olasus malacha v'om b'Shabbos. The Torah also prohibits any Jew to instruct this Eved to do malacha for them on Shabbos. Aval atzmo, but for himself, mutar Eved kezeh l'asos malacha b'Shabbos. This Eved can do malacha on Shabbos. Kivin to Shabbos, einu nichol toch seven mitzvahs b'neinach, because he only embraced the seven mitzvahs, and Shabbos is not one of them. V'dino k'ger toshav de'enu muzor Shabbos. So he's like any ger toshav who's not required to keep Shabbos. U'mikamokam osim in a Torah li'yisrael et Shabbos l'lasos malacha avuro. And yet, a Jew may not instruct him to do malacha on Shabbos for himself, because the pasuk says, k'dichsev, v'ayinafesh ben amoscha v'hager, that they have to rest. So you have the ger who embraces the mitzvahs like a woman and has meal and tevilah. So not only is the master required to keep from doing work, but he himself has a mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. Then you have the second type of Eved, who's a ger toshav. He doesn't have a regular gerus. He has no meal and no tevilah. And in that case, he can do his own work for himself. He's never mekabel Shabbos. But no one's allowed to instruct him to do work because he's still an Eved. He's a kinyan aguf. And the Torah says that your avodim have to rest on Shabbos. The Eved ha-koni li-Yisrael kinyan aguf, the Eved who is purchased by the Yisrael, and he has a kinyan aguf, v'lo mo'av v'lo tavol, there's no mila, no tefila, v'gam lo kibel of afilu shem mitzvah b'nei noach, and he didn't even accept the seven mitzvah b'nei noach. B'zeh nechleku ha-poskim. That's the machlokes the Mechaber brings. Im gamal zeh mitzvah onol shvisa, so do we have an instruction not to let him do work at all because the master has to make sure he rests, or not? As we're about to clarify. So it's in this third category that we have the machlekes. So if God beis, al shvisas avdo. The Mechaber begins that a person's mitzvah on shvisas avdo, the mitzvah rabo l'shamo ulamono milasas malacha. The master is required, has a mitzvah, to make sure that the Eved does not do work. Afilu l'tzarech atzmo, even if the Eved is doing it for himself, like we said before, because this type of Eved has all the mitzvahs like a lady has. Umutar lahasker avdo en Yehudi mechol. Now it is permitted to lease your Eved to a non-Jew for weekday work. Imasna imo shlo yaseh bo malacha b'Shabbos, provided you make a condition that he will not do work on Shabbos. For the dami lebehamta, this is not the same as an animal. The mavor le'el b'simen reish mavor sefgim. We learned before in simen reish mavor, the asur lahaskiru le'en Yehudi, a Jew may not rent out his animal to a non-Jew. With such a condition, you can work with him during the week, not Shabbos. We don't trust the one who's taking the animal, the non-Jew, to let the animal rest on Shabbos. By an Eved, we do. Why? Because when you're dealing with an Eved who has his own intelligence, we don't think that an Yehudi that you rent him out to is going to force him to work. And we trust the Eved that he won't work. So that is permitted, provide you precondition that he will not do any work on Shabbos. Sifkaton Gimel, Hanohagas be'Eved. So the first case is the Eved who's Makabel, mitzvahs that Avodim have. The Hainu Kol mitzvah, She'isha, Chayevis, all the mitzvahs that women have. So that kind of Eved, the Eved can't do work for himself and he can't do work for anyone else either. Sifkaton Dald, Harihu Keger Toshav. Then you have a second case, where the Eved does not have meal and tevilah, but he embraces the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. Gertoshev Mikri, that's called the Gertoshev. Kol Shekiva Lov L'Kaim Shem Mitzvah, where he accepts upon himself to do the seven mitzvahs. V'sholavod avod zkilulim, and not to do avod zara, afilu b'shituf, even partnering up Hashem with someone else is also avod zara, for the Gertoshev will not do that. Sifkan hei la'atzmo, so the Gertoshev can do work for himself. Haina Malechas Atzmo, his own personal things. Going to Fierce Begadov, maybe he wants to sew his own clothing with Tikkun Menalov, or fix his shoes, or Kirtz Bazaar, or anything like that. Osho Osla Stako, maybe he even works to earn some money. Kadei Shilom is on Osa Berevach, yes, I'll have Spokas Adonov. He'll earn some extra money in addition to what his master gives him, and he could buy some better quality food. So the Gertoshev has no mitzvahs of Shabbos, so he can do work if it's his personal work. Sefkan Vav Avalol Rabba, but he can't do any work for his master, and no other Jew can instruct him to do work either. Haino Afilo Tziveyu Rabba Behedya, even if the master did not explicitly instruct him Al HaMalacha to do this work, Gam Kain Os, it's still forbidden, the Mistam Al Das Rabba Ho'oisa, because we assume he's doing it for the master. Vizhira Torah Zer Lamon O, the Torah instructs us that the master has to stop it, because like it says, V'yinafish Ben Amoschav HaGer. Like I said before, in Sivkan Alf. V'afilu malacha d'rabbanon, asur gam ken la'asos b'shalabo. Even if it's only this d'rabbanon to do the malacha, he can't do it for his master. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh, some are lenient with this. Imlo his hero rabo behed yazeh, if the master did not explicitly instruct him. Kim shirak malacha d'rabbanon, since it's only this d'rabbanon, and the master didn't tell him to do it, so there are those who are mekel. Sivkan Zayin, v'asur l'kol yisrael, in addition, no yid can tell him to do malacha l'tzarech Yisrael. Haina min haTorah. This again is midiraisa. The kivin the kfar kibel alav shem mitzvah. Since he was mekal the seven mitzvahs, l'kuli alma havi dinu ger toshev. We hold he's a ger toshev. To asur haTorah l'Yisrael l'asus malacha yado. The Torah does not let a Jew have him do work on Shabbos for him. Sifkan ches. The imlo kibel. But let's say you have a third category. The Eved, who's not Makabel, anything. There's no quasi Gavis, there's not even a Ger Toshev. But it's allowing to say, Duadin, Gam Kainim, Lo, Kiv, Lo, Shumitz, he wasn't Makabel any mitzvahs. Afilu Hachi, Kivin Shu Eved, Yisrael, Hakon, Lo, Kinyo. But if nonetheless, he belongs to a Yid, a Jew bought him, and Zakinyan Haguf, and he's a slave. Sviri Lo, Ladeya, Zu, so the first view the Makabel brings holds. Tedino Shava, Lo, Kiv, Lo, Shem, Mitzvahs, we treat him the same as someone who did accept the seven mitzvahs. But also lasts malacha b'shul shum yisov achra, and no Jew can instruct him to do work on Shabbos. Sifkan tes lomar le'eved Yisrael, and therefore, in the case of chayla she'im b'sakana, or the meis beyond of rishon, you can't tell this eved to do work. The dafka amir l'stam en yehudi, there's a halacha that you can tell a non-Jew, she'enu el shvus, telling a non-Jew, it's only this drabonon. He atir with Ram Elo, so the Chamor Matter, the Isser of instructing a non-Jew for the Chalei She'im B'Sakana or the Kavura. Al be'eved Ein Yehudi Shisol, but if the Ein Yehudi is an Eved of a Yid, Shem Yishar Nolam in a Torah, and the master has a requirement to make sure he rests, Ein Lo Hetter Ela B'Kuch Nefesh, and the only Hetter to instruct him would be a case of B'Kuch Nefesh. Sifka Yud V'yesh Cholke B'Tir Mizeh, but others hold no, in this case it would be Mutter. Haynu B'Zeh, only in this case, when the Eved is a full-fledged guy, he wasn't Makabal Zion Mitzvahs, and so he wasn't Makabal to be like an Isha. And yet the first view holds, we equate him to the one who's the Ger Toshev. That even a different Jew, not his master, may not tell him to do work. They hold down, that's too strict. They disagree. This Shita, the Yesh Cholkim holds, the Bezer lo aser Torah, in this one case, when the Eved wasn't Makabal any mitzvahs, the Torah doesn't forbid instructing him. El asus malach b'shul rabo, it does prohibit doing work for the master. Kedeksiv, like it says, yinovish ben amosecho. That's also. Avlo shar ish Yisrael, but to do work for a different Yid, lo adif mishar eni Yehudi de'alma, he's no better than any other non-Jew. Deino aser rak medrabonon, there would be an isdrabonon. And then, once it's only a Rabbanon, in the case of a Chayla, afilo eima sakana, ilo, there's no sakana, it's mutter. So, there are three categories of Eved. The Eved who has a mixas gerus, and that Eved can't do malacha for himself, and certainly not for the Adon or any other Jew. Then you have the Ger Toshev, who's an Eved. He's only mekabel zayin mitzvahs, so he can do his own malach on Shabbos. He has no yisur Shabbos, but he still has the din of the Adon, so the Adon can't tell him to do work on Shabbos, and any other Jew can't tell him to do work on Shabbos either. Then you have the third category of the Eved, who there's a kinyan aguf, the master owns him, but there's no milah, no tefillah, and not even mekabel zayin mitzvah noyach, and such a person is machloikis. The first shita holds he's the same as the getosha of no one can tell him to do malach on Shabbos, and the yesh chokim hold that it's true he can't do malacha for the master, but he can do malacha for anyone else. And therefore, we can tell him to help the Schor L'Shem HaSakon or help with the burial. Machaber continues. Umikol Mokom, im haya oise meleches rabo shelo midato, v'nikr she'eno oise ledato. If the Eved is doing work of the master without the master's knowledge, and it's clear the master is not aware of this, mutter v'ein tzorach l'hafrisho, that will be allowed, and you don't have to stop him. Afilu kibul of shor mitzvos, even if he accepted the zayin mitzvos. Well, Yisrael achas she'eino rabo, and for a different yid who's not his master, afilu ois ladas Yisrael, even if he's doing it for the Yisrael, mutter, kol she'ein sham amir is Yisrael, as long as no one told him to do it. Obavach lo yehene Yisrael b'Shabbos v'smolach, but no Jew can benefit on Shabbos from that work. Let's stop here, see Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Kanyan Aleph. If he's doing the master's work without the das of the master, hainu, the after mevor le'el, even though we clarified before, shematzuvah shvizas avdo, that the master has to make sure the eved rests, bein kishkilo shemitzus, bein kishlokilo, whether the eved accepted the zayin mitzvus or not, shloyasim malacha avuro, he cannot do work for the master, hanadavka b'zenicha lebe malachazu, that's when the master is happy with the work. Because then we say that we assume he's doing it with the knowledge of the master. Therefore, the master is obligated to stop him. When it's apparent that he's not doing it with the knowledge of the master, that's the equivalent of doing his own work. And there's no requirement to stop him. And to do work for a different Jew, as long as he's not instructed. The dafka gabi rabushu avdo, only when it comes to the master, since he's the eved, amina de mistoma, we have an assumption, kamashu oisel das rabu oisel, that whatever he does for the master. Mashenkim says, as opposed to this case, he's doing it for someone else, avshu oisel das yisol, even though he does it, and they know about it, koshal tzivehu, as long as he didn't instruct him, umaskla eved or getosh, lasos me'elov, and the eved or getosh begins to do it on his own, Amin, and we say the ikra daita denavshi ovid, that he's doing it for his own purposes. Lahar viach lebesof milachdi, wants to make a profit at the end. Ve'eno also elon came at sevir lasos, it's only also if you tell him to do it. Ve'chanal kusav before sifkan zayin. Sifkan yud gimel, then it's mutav ayin simulation of besof, sif beis, lefa'amin sorach limach smidrabonon. If you look back at simulation of beis, we did say sometimes you have to stop in midrabonon. Sifkan yudad. Now, if this Eved did work for another Jew without being instructed to do it, if he did it for another Jew, that Jew cannot benefit from it on Shabbos. Again, that's din d'rabbanan. This Eved isn't better than any other non-Jew. Who does malacha to benefit a Jew? The Jew cannot benefit from that on Shabbos. We learned this before in Simon Reish Ayinvav. The Mechaber continues. There's another shita. That the last case scenario where the Eved did not embrace the seven mitzvahs, he's a full-fledged non-Jew. There is no requirement on the master to keep him from working. Well, if he's according to this, when you have a chayla who's not deathly ill, or you need people to help, non-Jews to help bury a Jew on the first day on Tiv, mutter loyim alehem lasoso. According to this Yesh Omer, you can actually instruct him to do the work, because this Yesh Omer holds that when he's not makabel any mitzvahs, we don't treat him like a ger toyesh, we treat him like any other non-Jew. Mishnah Berurah sifka and tesva, the Yesh Omer shakol v'chulu, svil hu the Yesh Omer holds. Lo is hira ha-toyral eved shal yisrael in Shabbos, ela the Yesh alov al-kolponim kitzas mitzvahs. The Torah does not impose on the master to make sure his Eved rests on Shabbos unless the Eved has some kind of mitzvah that he has to keep. At a minimum, the Hainu Shev Mitzvah Ninoch, the seven mitzvahs Ninoch. Kvavor Beisoysev, as clarified in Beisoysev, and Shalom, look over there. Vayim B'le Yerabah, Shehevi Shev Kama Posim, looking at Yerabah. He quotes numerous poskim. The lemaisa yesh lahachmir kesvah rishona. We should be strict like the first few. Aser loyim lo mumer ukaroyim lasas lo malacha b'shalas yandif. It's totally forbidden to instruct a Jewish apostate or the karoyim to do malacha on Shabbos and yandif. The oiv mishum lifnei iver, because you're over lifnei iver, even though these Jews are far from Judaism and they don't keep Shabbos and Yontif, if you instruct them to do malacha, you're over lifnei iver sita mishul, and therefore you can never tell them to do malacha on Shabbos or Yontif.